even he's a nice guy. He hasn't smashed me yet. Like I've been trying to get him to.
Yeah.
Because I just want to feel what it's like to get smashed
by
a black
belt. It seems like
it'd
be horrible, right? Like
I would think so.
Yeah.
Because what is happening is horrible.
Yeah.
He's not even smashing me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would imagine that getting smashed by him is pretty bad.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm curious to know what that's like.
Yeah.
I need to know. I need to know what I need to survive out there.
Yeah.
You can't know. Like he's not. Listen, if you want my family to survive, you'll smash me.
You're gonna start putting that at people. Yeah. Survival of my. You all think my kids are cute most of the time, except when they're being horrible.
It's like, dude, do you not care about my family? What's happening? Like, why are you not smashing me, man?
Owe it to our family.
Now I feel good. We're coming in. I don't even episode 65, 66 maybe episode. It'll be correct in the chronological order by the time this gets posted.
Yeah.
We don't in the shed. We don't.
There's no such thing.
No.
It's all
time.
No.
Numbers in the shed.
No. Advanced civilization in the shed.
Dude, there is no space or time in the shed. We're just like floating.
Yeah.
In the ether.
The ether.
In the shed.
The ether might be like dead bug guts or something.
No. It's natural. We're in the natural world.
Yeah, we are.
In the shed.
Mm-hmm.
We go inside.
It's ancient ruins.
Out. In the natural world.
Yes.
It's like Narnia. Yes. You step into Narnia.
The shed.
The shed. Ainsley's sipping on a pink lady. What is that called?
It's called Pink Sparkling Tart Berry Ale.
Okay. I don't know. When I first, this is like, and this is like, I don't know if this is dyslexic, but like I saw the word pink, had no issue with that, but I turned the word yards into lady. And then like went through a whole emotional thing about it.
About Pink Lady?
Well, it wasn't like necessarily an emotional thing. But it was like I went through a whole thing, right?
Yeah.
Because you asked me if I wanted to taste it, I tasted it.
Yeah.
And in my mind at that time, in that quick glance, it was called Pink Lady.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, there is no color like before the word man. Of a drink that I would ask her to sip on. Do you know what I mean? Like
brown man.
You want to sip this pink man? Right? I wouldn't do that. Like I'm not mature enough to do that. I'd pour it in a cup and be like, not out of the bottle that says pink man on it or like brown man. You wanna, no, thank you. Blue man? Wait, why is he blue? Yeah, that's no, I went through a whole my illiteracy took me on an emotional roller coaster just now.
No, you didn't even bother you that pink was spelled with a Y.
I mean, I knew it was pink.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what threw me off and allowed me to make the word yards lady. Because that is some dyslexic.
Yes, it is.
That is some dyslexic shit. No. Yeah, now that is, you know, like, because the Y went, the mm-hmm. S went into the front and turned into an L. Like, it all works out in my mind. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
S's can be anything, man.
Yeah.
Those little sneaky letters. They just slither into any letter they want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we are. Let's get this train rolling.
Yeah, you got some facts, some stories, you got some information. What are you going to lay on us?
What am I going to lay on you? You expect me to put the brown man on you?
Yeah.
You want to sip this brown man? Is that what's happening? All right, I'll pour out some brown man for you.
Uh-oh.
Is that, how do you say that I'll allow you to drink some brown man?
It's all very offensive.
Yeah.
It may be offensive that I find it offensive.
Yeah.
It's a brown man. Why are you offended with a brown man? You like a pink lady.
Yeah.
That
liberal.
Just shows.
That's how being liberal gets you, man. It's like that's the rub, right?
Yeah.
Because then you have to accept weird shit that you're not comfortable with, just because you're about inclusivity.
Yeah.
It's like no, there's no reason you should be okay having brown man thrust upon you. No way. No way that should happen. It's ridiculous. But you have to accept it, right? Because that's who you are.
Yeah.
You're a progressive liberal, uh-huh. So you have to, you can't say, "Can I pour this brown man on you?" Like, oh, fuck. Yeah, fuck. Don't want you to, but go ahead. Brown power, whatever people say. That's because that's one of the things that I know even though you take this liberal perspective, you don't necessarily keep up to date with all of the shit you're blindly throwing your allegiance to, right?
Okay.
So
okay, I'll bite. What do you got?
Oh, no, this is a great transition. The ether is just right now. The ether is flowing into. This is one planet. We're forming the universe right now.
Forming the universe.
Yeah, that's what the ether does. Ether based off of. Sound. I'm not going to get into ancient advanced knowledge right now.
I'm trying to distract you.
Yeah, you are. You're throwing me off because you know how easy it is to get me talking about how sound creates life.
Sound. Ether, right? Is sound?
Like, no, the ether is what sound made life out of. The ether is all things. Ether is everything that creates life.
Okay.
You know, it's like, I don't know if the ether was just chemicals floating around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's definitely some dark matter.
Dark matter.
You know, it's like, and then.
Maybe a black hole?
The ether, I mean, that was created out of sound. I don't know if the ether. Anyway. Game of Thrones.
Yes.
You and your liberal people are trying to ruin it.
Why? Because you're saying it's porn? No,
everybody's down with that part. Like, nobody has an issue with that.
What
part.
Do my people have issue
okay,
with?
Okay, you're up
Game
to date. You watched the battle.
Episode three
of the current season.
Season 8.
The battle with the White Walkers.
Yeah.
Right. That is what is. You know, the people are complaining about that. Your liberal people are complaining.
I still don't know what it is. I enjoyed the episode.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm supposed to be offended about.
Let's see if we can do this without doing any. This has to be a spoiler free, because you just watched it today.
I did.
We cannot assume that everybody listening has already watched it. Okay. Right? But you watched the battle.
I watched it.
Right? And there is no spoiler in this regard, because you know, if you've watched Game of Thrones up until this point.
Yeah.
And you've watched the armies amass and collect.
Yeah.
You know what the armies are constructed of.
Right.
And the different types of warriors that they have.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So
we all know who's there.
Yeah.
So we
got the Dothraki.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And then that was an army that was collected through the series.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. And we know all about their history. Like, they're very warrior people.
Yeah, they're
like,
my people.
Yeah.
They're my people.
You're Dothraki.
I'm Dothraki to the heart.
Aren't they all
jacked?
No.
They're No. You're talking about. So there's that's a separate army. Anthony, what she did, signed
clean in the front.
The chopped.
Yeah.
She chopped. See, I thought you were like shredded, but you like chopped off a dick.
I went down.
Yeah.
You chopped kept off the pendulum
dick.
Going.
Yeah. Yeah, you chopped that dick right off. Those are, and I don't know if they are dickless or like castrated in a different way.
Okay.
You know,
that's fair.
Because you can cut dicks off, you can cut pipes clean, you can
cut
balls off.
Yeah.
That's what the eunuch is ballless. I think he still has it. Because remember there was a part where Tyrion the midget was like, I've always wanted to know.
Yeah. They clarified
stuff. Yeah, they absolutely clarified. So,
that's not the spoiler. That's not
yeah,
got you distracted.
Yeah, there's a eunuch.
The
there's a ballless man and all the questions. There's like one episode. If you're catching up through the seasons, you find out that they're these ballless people, right? And then there's one episode that is basically the midget and a ballless dude traveling in a small box together.
They're in a box.
Okay. Yeah, they're in a tiny box, and he's just roasting him the whole entire episode about his ballessness. So that was fun, but.
So that's a different
the slave army. Remember they went to a different
There's two towns. Yeah, and two they had, cities.
Because the Dothrakis are the shirtless dudes on horses.
Oh, okay.
Like the jack dudes with the long.
Oh. Those are the dragon queen's people.
Exactly.
Sorry. I missed
her first people.
Yeah.
And then she got those soldiers. Fucking ballless or maybe dickless soldiers.
Yeah.
That are just like, I'm here to die.
Yeah.
Like, point me in a direction. I am here to die a glorious death.
Yeah.
And it's like.
And they got to highlight some of that in this episode, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, they were like dickless Spartans.
Yeah.
You know, because they were groomed for war.
Yeah.
From a young age, like everything that they were taught was about how to murder people.
Yeah.
And then they cut their dicks off. They're like, from like birth, you're like, this is how you kill a man. This is how you use your words to kill a man. This is how you use, this to kill a man. And it's like, all right, calm down. Just cut that dick right off. Get a little aggressive, dude. Sure, calm down. But.
Okay, so there's them.
Now those, in my opinion, as far as fighting force is concerned, these are the two baddest forces.
Yeah,
they're
a trained that's why it's such a big deal that she came. She brought all these armies with her, and they're like really trained, and they've got the horses, and they've got the
shirtlessness.
And
she brought my people. What I mean? They're my people. Yeah. Those are my. That's my in this Game of Thrones world.
Yeah.
Those are the warriors I identify with. Huh. I'm a Dothraki.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're brown.
Yeah.
The other army, I forget what the name of the other army is just because I don't relate to dicklessness. I don't identify that way personally.
Okay. Which is all a choice.
Yeah,
I mean, they're there for people that do.
It is. I mean, but they against their will.
Yeah.
Like if.
That was a choice.
If that was
ooh,
like,
that'd be quite an army.
This makes you fight harder. If that's what it was, if they were like, somehow imbued with some extra energy and strength because of it. I might not be a Dothraki.
Yeah.
Right? However, I don't identify with having against your will your penis cut off. That's like, I'm not those people. Those are not the people I want to identify with. But they're brown.
Yeah.
Or for the most part, right?
Yeah. They're definitely.
They're brown. So the social justice warriors are up in arms because the brown people were basically used for war fodder.
Oh,
because we're talking front lines.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You put the bad, like you're fighting an army.
Plus they were on horses. They gotta go first. Like this. Yeah. Like you can't take. That's what you do with people on horses.
Cavalry.
That's your cavalry. Yeah. Like, and the cavalry is the cavalry because they're the baddest of the bad. Like, and they'll go out there and do what's gotta be done.
Yeah, and they don't understand the theater of war. they don't get war because it was like set up perfectly. These are your badass cavalry. Yeah. Go out there, do your thing.
Yeah.
And then we'll secure the castle.
Yeah.
With the dickless.
I mean, that's what you do. That's how you handle this. If you were,
because they had that, like they were the. I mean, if you've seen the movie 300, if you know anything about Spartans,
yeah.
They fight like Spartans, like shield and spear.
They're a unit.
To keep a eunuch? But they're like, they form, like walls. And
Those people don't go running out into the fields.
No. They battle formations.
Yeah.
They're fucking with battle formations.
Yeah.
And, weaving in it. That was.
And the other people are all attackers of castles. So they're not going out into open field battle.
No.
Or if they are, they always get fucked up by people like the Dothraki because they fight too close in formation.
Exactly.
Happens.
Because they're not quite the dickless army style.
Yeah.
And they're not quite the Dothrakis.
Yeah.
Like, so they're like ducks. Like, they're like real good.
Well,
in
they
a
set
castle.
Up booby traps and stuff too around their castles.
Yeah.
Like they like that's kind of their thing. Like, let me get inside of this thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's their turtle. Like, I'm going to get in my turtle. You're not going to get in. Like,
dude,
that's where I'm going to stall you.
Fuck you up.
then you're in my world.
You might think you want to be in here.
Have little booby traps all along the way.
Yeah, set them up. Get them booby traps. Yeah. No, it's just, you know.
And that's how you had to use the people in their battles.
You got to use the people appropriately.
It wasn't personal.
No. No. They don't get it.
Yeah.
They wouldn't.
And they weren't army fodder. Like, they were proud fighters.
Yeah, very proud fighters. And, you know, R.I.P. to any of them that we lost.
Yeah.
You know. But it was. I don't know if I can get into it anymore without spoiling some shit.
But it was fun. It was good.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely fun. But that, you know, you feel that natural, see how we naturally transitioned into that?
Mm-hmm.
Off of sipping them browns. Not on my time.
Yeah.
Not on my time. There was something I was just thinking about, and I can't remember what it was. And it was like kind of like a transition from what we were talking about.
Sydney, it's in the ether.
It's
just
in the ether.
Just relax and it will come to you.
Let me just float around the shed and just see if I form another planet.
Yeah.
I mean, like, did we even terraform this planet? No, we did it. We did. That Game of Thrones. Yeah. Do you have a group that you relate to, that you identify?
I think it's got to be, I mean, the women are kind of like one-offs, right? Like, I mean, I think it's the Dragon Queen. Like, she's, you know.
She's a midget.
She is tiny.
She's a weirdly built human.
Well, it's something I think
I don't
also
know if
when
I,
you
I don't know if I'm cool with that. I don't like that so much.
I mean, I do have to say, you know, like, Arya is a badass, right? But I think
you want to see the whites of their eyes? You're not a sneaky little assassin?
No, I don't think. Although I don't know.
Although there was some eye-to-eye contact in her.
I respect her.
Yeah.
I mean, I also like.
Well, she's my second identification.
I know.
I'm either a Dothraki or I'm her.
Yeah.
I'm Arya Stark.
Yeah.
Not her legacy.
Yeah.
Or maybe, like I'm just one of the many faced.
I
identify with the Dothraki and the many faced god.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, this is a little bit like, you know, you got to admire it type of stuff. Like Cersei, she's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Wait, that's the queen back in her place.
Who
right?
was banging her brother?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, not that part, but you know what I mean. Like she.
Well, you gotta take all the parts.
No.
You can't piecemeal.
Well, see, that's the problem. I don't know with the women if you can take all the parts of each. I mean, the only one you can take all the parts of is Arya.
She's got some good parts.
Yeah.
Some good parts. Yeah, I
The Red Queen. The Red Witch.
The Red Witch.
I don't want all her parts. So
yeah,
she's
killing kids. Yeah, she was. Yeah, she did some weird shit.
Yeah,
she was doing some weird shit.
You want all her parts?
Yeah,
never mind.
I don't know about that. Damn it! Why is this like right on the tip of my brain? It's really bothering me.
It's in the ether.
It is. Maybe I need to sip on that pink lady. Let me sip that pink lady. You still giving out pink lady? It's Yeah, whatever. It's just like they're complaining. You see how these are. Look at my
well,
phone.
I don't like that because you can't take away storylines by wanting to make them like overly politically correct. It's like those TV shows that have like one of each race and it's like equal screen time for everybody, and like then it kills the story. Like stories.
Yeah.
Why does the story have to be equal like that? Like there's.
That's not how stories work.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like you're destroying art by doing that.
Yeah, I mean, like you recently got super into story, right? That's your thing now? Stories?
I don't know. Is it?
Remember you were like, everybody's got to have a story. We got to use stories to teach our kids. Last week. What the fuck? Why are you making me?
I'm with you now. No.
Yeah, okay. We're here.
I read an article about how the Eskimos? The people that live in Alaska. Some people that live in a really, really cold place.
Yeah.
Like Eskimos, I guess. We'll go with that. They don't like ever raise their voice as their kids, but they tell them these like terrifying stories to like scare them into doing the right thing. Like you never go in the water because there's a monster that lives at the bottom of the water that will come up and pull you down and drown you and you'll die. Or you never go outside.
Also, do your homework. Just throw some weird shit on the end of it. It's like
but it also said that they
shovel
like
lawn.
they tease them. Like once the child has calmed down,
yeah.
So if a kid was angry and they were gonna throw a rock at you, the parent is like, okay, throw the rock. Mm-hmm. Let's the kid throw the rock. And then they're like, are you glad now that you hurt me? Like, are you satisfied with what you did to me?
Oh, look at Mr. Big Rock Thrower. Yeah. Hit daddy in the face with a rock. Now daddy's bleeding. You a big man? You a big man now that daddy's bleeding? Now that daddy's barely conscious?
That's like, how you raise an Eskimo.
Nah, that's how you raise it. But it's like, you raise an Eskimo like that because Eskimos probably don't run away.
No.
Where the fuck are they going to go?
No.
It's cold out there. It's nothing out there.
You got to live in one tiny room with each other all the time. Yeah, like, you cannot be an asshole.
Like, the plan to run away, you have to, like, build an igloo first. You got to be dedicated to running away for quite some time to build, like, an igloo by yourself.
Because there are examples of how these grown-ups never get upset or lose their emotions because it's considered juvenile.
Yeah.
And weak to do so. But the examples they gave to show that was like one time when I was living, because of course it was a white lady that like lived with them,
yeah,
studied this, reporting this. She's like, I was living with them in the igloo and somebody spilled the really, really hot tea,
yeah,
and it like ruined the igloo. And they were just like, oh, I guess we got to fix that. Like, or oh, shame that happened. Like, it wasn't like, oh, my, you know, like.
Well, I mean, she's an idiot. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's like, everything you need to repair the igloo is right outside. It's not like you have to go to Home Depot to repair the shit in the igloo. It's like you're in with repairs the igloo. It's like it's just,
that's true. That's,
you know,
true.
It's like, come on, lady, get a grip. Get a grip.
Her other example was when they were fishing and they had worked like all day on weaving this fishing line. And after the first cast, it broke. And they were just like, ah, we must weave some more fishing line.
Yeah, or we'll die. Listen, we don't have a choice. Again, there's no Home Depots. There's no Walmarts.
No, we're not going grocery shopping.
No grocery store.
No.
They don't eat vegetables.
No, because there's none to have.
None. Yeah. Vegetables don't grow where they live.
Yeah.
So just don't fucking eat them. They, like, their body figures out what it needs from that line that just broke. You need to figure that out. Stat. But that's the whole thing. Two, it's like, how much energy can you really waste getting angry and yelling at your kids?
You haven't eaten any vegetables.
None.
You don't have the energy for that.
And you don't know if you're going to eat again.
No.
Or when, because if the line breaks, your family dies.
Yeah.
You know, unless you weave one again calmly.
You got to weave it calmly.
You
got to
stay calm, weave it again. Let's all get together, do our weaving the basket, weaving the fucking line song.
Yeah.
But again, it's really easy to raise kids that way when there's nothing blowing their mind.
Because they're in a house of ice.
Damn, what do you charge a phone in an igloo? Do they have iPhones?
Oh, man. Maybe. I don't know.
You know? It's like, do they have electricity?
I don't know.
In an igloo? Can you wire an igloo?
They might have wood cabins, too.
Okay, fair. Wood cabins.
You know, like, it's some months, like, it clears out, you get a wood cabin.
That when it melts enough and their wood cabin defrosts.
Yeah, they get to use that.
Yeah, the melting season when all the homes pop up. Oh, man. That'd be pretty crazy. But I like that, telling stories.
Yeah, I mean, kids remember stories so well, and they tell them, they like them. Like, it makes sense to keep your messages in stories. Like, I think we're losing a little bit of that. Like, our stories, our cartoons are getting watered. Like, that's why you can't water down your TV shows, your cartoons, your stories for your kids. Like, can't make them politically correct.
Yeah, well, humans are wired for story.
Yeah, I mean, their stories are amazing.
Yeah, the easiest way to explain something to someone is to storyfy it.
Yeah.
You know, which annoys me about advanced mathematics. That's why I feel like it's elitist, right? Because you get to a point in math where it's like, all right, if you don't get it, you don't belong.
Yeah, you really do get to that point,
right?
It's like you got lost 2 steps behind. We're never gonna help you figure that out. You just can't go any further. Yeah. Like, you hear, like, people say that about math. I couldn't go any further.
That's it. I reached.
You don't say that about any other subject.
Yeah, I reached the top of my brain. I reached the top of my brain for math. No, you don't. It's like, no, you gotta fucking learn to read better. You know, like, nobody's, no, you don't, everything else progresses, but, and it's like, you know, it just, come on, break it down to me.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't explain this to an idiot, you don't get it either.
Yeah, that's true.
So don't act like you fucking get this. I'll leave. But you don't get it either. Yeah, we need to. I like the story thing though. I don't know. It's like I was thinking about like cautionary tales. Like I'm stuck in high school now because I was just there. Just in that last riff.
Yeah.
And I can't stop thinking about like there has to be. So I was the guy in high school that the one time wore all white clothes and slipped and fell in the mud in front of everybody. I was
that guy. How'd you slip and fall in the mud?
Oh my gosh, this is like.
Why were you wearing all white clothes?
Yeah, like, there's no way I could tell this. I can tell this story without revealing who I was. You're about to, okay.
Whenever I think, can I say who I think you were in high school? Like what story is in my head?
Yeah, let me hear it.
The story about how you used to cut out the stomachs of your t-shirts to show off your abs.
Only at track practice. It was fucking hilarious. Come on. That's funny. To wear an ultra tight shirt. Remember, this is like back in the early, like mid-90s. Like mid to late 90s, like they didn't make like those like cotton form fitting tight t-shirts that like form
fitting.
Yeah. These didn't exist.
Remember Umbros were amazing. They're like wearing paper bags on your shorts. Like, yeah, they're so ridiculous.
Yeah, it was like I can freeze. You know, it's like these are so cool, you know? Yeah, so it was like to like those fucking cardboard cotton shirts.
Yeah.
And like I was good because like the first time you cut it out, like you look at your stomach, you're like, okay, this is where it has to go all the way to here. So then you cut the shirt all the way to there. But then when you put it on, it stretches even further. So it doesn't look right. So if you want to carve out like a window, and I was like, I carved out like some windows too, you know, like four chunks of window. I did all sorts of different cutouts. It was fun.
Did your mom ever get mad you were cutting up your t-shirts? She didn't notice.
Man, she was on drugs. She didn't know what the fuck I was doing, man. Yeah, bigger fish to fry. Bigger fish. And I was like, I wasn't doing it with just any shirts. These were my workout training shirts that I had. And it was just like how I exist now. Most of my clothes have always been workout clothes.
Yeah.
I only need like four good shirts.
Yeah.
You know, and you're probably thinking you have more than four good shirts. Technically, I technically have four good shirts, just solid shirts, and I just have multiple black t-shirts.
Yeah,
you know, but it's like, but that's all I need. You know, I'm not a fancy guy. Most of my fancier clothes are always workout clothes, and then it's like they get old and they start the like when I was young, I would sweat the armpits, like acidic sweat, and just like
when you were young, I've seen your shirts before.
That doesn't happen anymore. That was college.
I've been around a while, Cindy.
I know that. Listen, I know when we're in the shed, there's no time or space. But when you're talking about my armpit sweating, you got to establish a timeline, okay? College, when you met me, yes, I was still acidically sweating.
Yes, you were.
Through the armpit holes of the I was making armpit holes. Dude, that was crazy. You remember that time period?
I do.
Goodness gracious, that was crazy. But, okay, so I was wearing this sick-ass white outfit. It was a jean outfit. And it wasn't white either because that's retarded. It was cream.
Cream. Yeah. I feel like I've seen a picture of you in some of this cream.
Yeah, I used to rock the cream. Okay. It's like it goes good with my brown complexion. Mm-hmm. You know, cream on a...
give me a sip of that brown. Sip of that
brown cream. Sip that brown cream. And that sounds pornographic. Sip that brown cream. Yes, it's getting more and more porny.
Are you offended yet?
Sip that brown cream. Sip that pink cream is no less offensive. Offensive. Pretty offensive. So that was a sick ass cream outfit.
Was it a t-shirt and jeans or was it?
No,
a
it was
jean
all
jacket?
Jean material.
Okay, I was afraid
the
of this.
The top and the bottom of jean material, right? But here's the issue. Like, when I got the outfit, because my mom would make me pick out outfits when she would buy my school clothes. She wouldn't let me dress the way I dress now, which is what it was like my dream. Like, as soon as I got away from her, it was like solid color everything. So it was, she would make me pick out these outfits. And she also was very particular about me dressing in the style that other kids dressed. Mm-hmm. So she made me wear baggy jeans. I wasn't a baggy jeans guy.
Well, you can't run and jump over fences in baggy
jeans. Exactly. They get snagged on shit.
Yeah.
Right? And she's always been trying to subversively just fucking take out the fucking Jenga pieces of my life. Although my preferred lifestyle, just taking one piece out, you know, everywhere she could. And yeah, she was definitely trying to stop me from jumping over fences and shit. So but I remember this fight in the City Blue or wherever it was that we got these clothes.
Yeah.
Because she was making me get the baggy pants. But this outfit came with a denim vest.
She was against it?
No, she wasn't against the denim vest, but I didn't want the vest to be baggy.
Yeah.
I'll concede
the
baggy pants, but I don't want, because again, you can't climb trees, like the first, you know what I mean, with a fucking baggy vest. You can't do that.
Okay.
You can't do that. So I needed the form-fitting, vest.
Yeah.
She caved, got the form-fitting vest. The baggy jeans. I can rock this, right? I'll rock this. So,
what color did you? You had a shirt under your bag.
Sometimes,
your vest,
not
right?
This time.
Oh, Gina, not this time. Again.
Yeah, but some. So what I would do, because it had all of the stitching in the outfit was black.
Uh huh.
So it was cream denim with black stitching, uh-huh. And I would wear black sneakers.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I'll wear a black T-shirt underneath.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I wear a black wife beater underneath. And then sometimes I would just rock the chest hair.
Okay. You had chest hair in high school? You didn't have chest hair.
I had chest hair since I was a kid, man.
I guess you have.
I got chest hair early.
Yeah. Finn's already hairy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when
you
we
had
met
chest hair
in college,
yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
I had full chest hair.
You did.
Yeah. It was, I thought for sure I was going to be a fucking gorilla. Like, I was like, it was terrifying. As a, like, it was like, you're like in fifth grade. As a matter of fact, I started growing chest hair when I was laying in the hospital after getting hit by the car. Like, I came out a different person.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I came out a man. I had chest hair. Shit, getting hit by a car put hair on your chest. So I was rocking my outfit, and we were walking through the quad. We had a quad in my school. So... basically, our school was a square, but like a square, like if you draw it on a piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
And then in the middle was a quad,
mm-hmm.
And you can walk through the quad to get to different classes, to get to lunch and everything. It just gives you a chance to be outside.
Yeah.
Through the course of the day, I used the quad even when I didn't have to. Like if I was going to a class,
yeah,
right next to the class I was just leaving, I would still go around, go out the quad.
Yeah.
Up the other way and come back to
class. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
Get
in your
some
day
fresh fucking air.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah, you fucking main animals. What do you do? There were people that never used the quad.
Yeah.
It was a madhouse out there.
Yeah.
Because all of the kids were in transition.
Yeah.
And there was a lot.
And there was some mud sometimes?
Technically, no.
Mm-hmm.
Only if you walked in the grass.
Which, I did.
Usually, sometimes I would because, like, what the fuck? It's just walk up the hill. It's quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just cut up the hill. There was, like, a little hill in our quad. It was a beautiful quad for a high school that had no money.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably the best part of our school.
Mm-hmm.
And, but on this time, I was staying on the path. I was staying on the cement path. But I was trying to go around some girls that were, like, being slow.
Yeah.
They weren't just being, they were, like, being slow and, like, talking about, this new boy who ironically was known for his abs. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And so Sidney Gantt in his white outfit.
Cream. I just tried to go around him athletically because I needed them to see.
You bounded? You tried to bound?
I did. It was like, there was something that I would jump over.
Oh, no.
I forget exactly what it was, but because the way that I went to do what I did, my feet slipped out from underneath me.
You're showing off.
And I slid in the mud. Like ooh.
So your whole distance, backside.
Back up to the I put it to you this way. This denim vest had a collar.
Yeah.
When I slid in the mud, it flipped my collar up to the back. It was like I was on the ground sliding.
Yeah.
Right? So Just this mud all over me.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. I just owned it for the day.
Just walked around dirty?
Mm-hmm. I just owned it. Mm. It was like, whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I had gym pretty soon after that. So I technically owned it for like a period.
Yeah.
And then I wore my gym clothes for the rest of the day, which was not as, it was probably worse. Because it's not like I was like, I have mud on my clothes. These are the only clothes I have. I'm going to kind of pass up on gym.
Yeah.
Because I have to wear these clothes for the rest of the day.
You had your armpit sweat going.
Oh, yeah. I fucked gym up. That was
like, yeah, that was never, that was
never
a
day. Never a day that I didn't fuck gym up. Never a single day. So I guess that's the moral of the story. Fuck gym up. It's like, you might fall in the mud and get embarrassed in front of everybody in your school.
Yeah.
But there's always gym.
It's always gym.
Yeah. And this family, that's where we shine. We shine in gym. I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. Do your thing in gym. Oh, man.
I'm dealing with a bunch of, at work, a bunch of art department people. You know, yeah. Visual department and, like, theater people.
Yeah.
And I, like, so many conversations that I'm like, I'm a sports person. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, they're like, oh, there's traps in the floor of the storage room. And I'm like, what is that?
Yeah. Okay. So I just want you to hear me out. So we need a place where we can go kind of get into character.
Yeah. Yeah.
So where, I mean, I understand that this is the backstage, but where is the method room? No, this is, okay, this is a good room, but this is not good for doing vocal exercises. We need something with good acoustics, but small. It's just like, yeah.
Yeah.
This is why you got fucked up in high school. Yeah, this is it. This is it, because I don't like this conversation. No, I don't. They're the worst people to have expressed their needs.
Yeah, it's so weird.
That is, what a, man, I couldn't have nailed it any better. No. Man, it's just like, now like my brain is going through all of the different groups of people who I can't stand here and express their needs.
It's, you know, them.
Yeah, it's just a theater lot. I mean, there's different people.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm not a fan of a lot of these different groups of liberals.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
That's, dude, not a.
Yeah, I got to show you this video. There's this video of these, you know, by the way, using the term social justice warrior isn't even...
It's offensive now.
It's not even, because there are now social justice majors at college.
Really?
Yes. People are majoring and minoring in social justice. It's literally a means to make money. They're literally trying to carve out an industry of some kind that, ooh, is social justice.
Yeah.
Which is terrifying.
Terrifying.
Because now it's literally going to be, people need issues to make money.
Yeah, they do.
Right?
Yeah.
So you think we got hoaxes now?
Yeah.
Like, these people are going to be off the wall when it's feeding their family.
Yeah.
I'll get real disgraceful if it came down to feeding my family. If it was, you either lie and fuck up some shit, or your family's going to receive the Eskimo death. They're going to starve to death. You know, it's like, nah, man, my family's going to eat.
Yeah, man. So they're like, they just study that history. They study, that's like making these people, they're like studying these people too. And now these people are going to be like on posters and stuff.
But,
and
like names, but that's not the thing. You go to college to major in something so that when you leave that school, mm-hmm, you do that thing.
I know. Right? I know what you're saying.
They're not just studying history.
Yeah.
They're prepping for a life of this.
Yeah.
Which is,
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. But there's this video of this social justice warrior chick, and she's like, she's shaking a balloon in the face of a cop. Like, it's a purple balloon that looks like a sword, or maybe it's supposed to be a gun.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know what she, I don't even know what she's mocking or not. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And he pops her balloon.
And what does he pop it with?
At his fingers, he just pinches it and it pops. Because it's like a balloon animal.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So it's like, he just like
It's still pretty badass.
It is. It's like, a sick as
fuck. I would want to do that to the kids, like, but like, I don't feel like I'd pop it. I'd be dude, like, it's like, I can't get this done.
Listen, this
but
is like, this cop is my favorite person. He's fat. He's a fat cop. But he's wearing gloves when he did it.
Really?
Yeah. And it's like, and as soon as her balloon popped, she just started like screaming, crying.
Like Cora? Like,
yes. Yeah. Like one of like our daughter.
Our 3-year-old daughter.
Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what they taught you at college? is that what they taught you in your major? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, man, that is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
That reaction is supposed to be like, she's probably videotaping the situation and like showing it off to other people. Yeah. Like, this is a proud moment for her, right?
Yeah, and is that you expressing your needs? Because if so, I do not like the way you express your needs.
I agree with that.
I do not like the way you express your needs.
So express your needs like a 3-year-old girl.
Yeah, no. 3-year-old girls, I don't like how they express their needs.
No.
Good group. Way to peg them.
Yeah. Like,
you know, 6-year-old boys are kids.
Express their needs at all.
How about extended family? I'm cool with you. Yeah. I'm cool with the way you express your needs.
37-year-old women.
Yeah, no, you. Just you. Just you. I mean, I don't like the way anybody. I think that's like...
not a fan of neediness, huh?
I'm not. I guess I'm not. Mm-mm. I guess it's like, how much of this problem have you tried to take care of yourself? Let's start there. I mean, that's what we teach our kids.
Right, yeah. Don't look at the problem. Come look to me for with your this solution. Shit. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
This? This?
Yeah.
Come on. You're 3 now.
Yeah, I know. We've definitely said that.
Yes.
You're not a baby anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's... whatever.
And then we're teaching human beings that's how you react to stuff, that like you just express your needs. I need you to treat me like an individual.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, all right, let me tell you a story.
That's so true. If we had stories, if those kids were like doing this and getting the stories back at them, they'd be like, oh, shit.
They don't get stories. They don't get cautionary stories. And it's also, too, it's like there's no character anymore. Do you understand what I mean by that?
No, for the individual?
Yeah. Because everything that a person brings to the table is supposed to be accepted now.
Yeah.
There are no faults. There are no shitty behaviors.
But there is.
Yes, there is, but there isn't.
Yeah.
So it's like, what are your stories even going to be? It's going to, like, you can't tell the kid that they can't do anything. Right. They can't be like cautionary tales.
Yeah.
You know, like, there are no Simbas anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You can't be like, everywhere the light touches is your territory. Because if they don't get the dark, they don't feel like they have anything.
Yeah.
Everybody wants the darkness.
It's not right. Everybody wants the darkness.
Yeah. That was deep as fuck.
It might be.
Like everybody, like we shouldn't, I feel like we're aspiring to the darkness. Yeah. And again, it's like what we were talking about the other day. It's like, it's one thing to be like, oh, I'm such an idiot. But it's another thing to believe it.
Yeah. Right?
So it's like, so it's one thing to be like, women, it's fun to be a woman and be out, like Sex in the City. You know? It's fun to be, you know, you can, but it's like, not really.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun to joke around about.
Yeah.
It's fun to have a show about.
Yeah.
But like, that's a dark life.
Yeah.
You know, that's the darkness. Let's not really do that.
That's true. That is really true. That is like where our society is going with that.
Yeah, we believe we should have that now.
Yeah.
We're trying to make the illusion reality.
Yeah.
It's just like even with like this still came out at a time when people still got it, and I think it's a great example. Entourage.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's like it's fun to be that.
Yeah.
But come on, not really.
Not really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, nobody really is that.
Yeah.
Like, come on. It's like you have your boys.
Yeah.
You know, your crew that you roll with and you do, but it's like, you're not an entourage. you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. No,
it's like that's a different dark life.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know, man. It's like people are trying to, maybe the entourage example wasn't the best example.
I'm not a big fan of Entourage.
I never watched an episode. Yeah. I have no idea what the show is. But all I know is that people, like, love-hate it.
Yeah.
Hate-love it, or however you want to say it. You know, it's like, oh, they're douchebags.
Yeah.
You know? So, but it's like, yeah, it's fun to be like, oh, I'm a douchebag.
Yeah.
But don't be a douchebag.
Yeah.
Don't believe that. Don't believe that you're a douchebag and that's all you can be.
That's a good message for the world.
Yeah.
You can be more than a douchebag.
You can be more than a douchebag. You really can. You really can. I think we did it.
I think so.
I think we did an episode of Two Jack Bros.
In the ether. Just floating around.
Man, at the end of it, it was like planet after planet. You know, it was
creation,
like
a linked,
it was, but it was a linked society, mm-hmm. which used to be what ancient advanced civilizations were. There were multiple planets involved. It was an interstellar community. I'm not even going to get into it because we don't have the time.
I'm pretty sure, though, that they definitely told each other, like, you're being an idiot. Like, oh, and that's how they were interconnected.
That's how shit got weird.
Yeah.
Because one of the planets was like, no, nothing we do is idiotic.
And that was the end of
and
it.
And then everything they did was idiotic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, Hans is always trying to throw me back into ancient advanced civilizations. She can't stop it. She
it's
can't
a
stop it.
Just like
all right, so, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Two Jack Bros. Thank you for joining us on the show. Subscribe to the ether. Rate the ether. Whatever.
Got you.